Hello, friends. I hope you're doing well today. We are back for the Morning Mindset today to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. Wanted to remind you that coming up here in just a few days is our Friday Pray Together episode. It's an opportunity for you to join me to pray for the needs of other Morning Mindset listeners around the world. And we do get requests from all over the globe. But you also can submit your prayer needs and your praises to be a part of those episodes. So please go to carriegreen.com/prayer, or you can look for the link in the description for this episode to submit those things so that we can include them on Friday's episode. All right, today we are looking at Proverbs chapter 15 again, and we are going to be looking at a common set of verses that are themed similarly. They're verses 5, 10, 12, and 31 and 32. And these have to do with the value of constructive criticism. Now, you're not going to hear those two words, constructive criticism, in these verses. Instead, you're going to hear a word that is used often in the scripture, reproof. Reproof means the same things. It means someone who's coming into your life and speaking a caution or an exhortation or admonishment to you that something in your life is heading in the wrong direction and needs to be changed. All right, let's read the verses, then we'll kind of walk through them and see the principles that are there for us. Verse 5 says, "A fool despises his father's instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is prudent." Verse 10, "There is severe discipline for him who forsakes the way. Whoever hates reproof will die." Verse 12, "A scoffer does not like to be reproved. He will not go to the wise." And then verses 31 and 32, "The ear that listens to life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. Whoever ignores instruction despises himself, but he who listens to reproof gains intelligence." So there is a handful of blessings and curses that we just read surrounding this issue of reproof or constructive criticism. Let's walk through them one at a time. It says, you're foolish if you don't accept reproof, if you don't accept instruction. Now, it's not to say that people who come into your life with some sort of criticism are always helpful. It doesn't mean that it's always constructive either. We know sometimes that the people only have some of the facts and they don't know what they're talking about. We also know that sometimes the criticism is mean-spirited and meant to tear us down. This is not talking about those circumstances. This is talking about when someone like a father who cares for you and has your best in mind comes to you and has a reproof or an exhortation for you about the way you're living or the way you're thinking. You're being foolish if you reject that, if you look down on it, if you don't want to do or take a look at what they are bringing to your attention. It also says that when you hate reproof, if you just have so much pride and so much stubbornness that you cannot handle someone pointing out something in your life you did wrong or that needs to change, he's saying when you hate reproof, you will die. Now, what it's saying here is that the consequences of rejecting a wise and loving rebuke are severe. It could lead even to death because you could be avoiding changing something in your life that's actually leading you to death. You see, this is very practical. It also says, when you do not like to be reproved, you're a scoffer. It means you're one who thinks you know it all, and you kind of make fun of those who might come into your life and bring you some sort of advice. And it says you will not go to the wise, so you're resistant for even seeking out help. And then 31 and 32 say, the ear that listens to life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. Do you hear that? It's a wise thing to listen to a well-intended reproof. And it's a good thing because it gives you intelligence, knowledge, data, information to improve your life or your situation. Friends, this can be a difficult one to apply because we all want to think better of ourselves than we really should. And we think we're independent, we're mavericks, we don't need anyone's help. But the fact of the matter is, we all need to learn to listen to well-intended constructive criticism when it comes. Lord Jesus, humble our hearts make us ready and willing to accept the help that others are offering when they bring some sort of a criticism into our lives. Help us to be discerning, to know when it is a well-intended help and when it is just meant to tear us down, and give us the humility to apply the lessons that others have to teach us. Lord, we don't want to be resistant and stiff-necked. We don't want to be hardened. We don't want to be the scoffer that's mentioned here. We want to receive what you have to give us through brothers and sisters who love us. In Jesus' name.